message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to thank God for your life and for all that God has done for you. And all the days of your life, you will have cause to rejoice in Jesus' name. Did I hear a loud amen from someone? Your rejoicing will not be terminated. Your dancing will not be stopped. Your rejoicing will not be aborted. In the name of Jesus. We are in a month of open doors. And this morning is an anointing service. Anointing for open doors. And of course, it's also a blessing that money cannot buy service. It's a double-barrel service. And we are trusting God that this morning, God will release to us the doors of blessings that money cannot buy in Jesus' name. Money is good. If anybody tells you that money is not good, it's a lie. If anybody tells you that to have money is a bad thing, it's a lie. If anybody tells you that money is something that is not nice to have, it's a lie. Maybe he has not tasted poverty before. If he tastes intense, acute, chronic poverty with povertitis mixed together, like vanilla and strawberry ice cream, if he tastes intense poverty for 1 week, he will know that money is good. I must tell you, money is important. Money is what we use to buy the mic I'm using to talk now. This mic now is not an issue of 100,000. This mic I'm using to speak to you now. Money is what we use to buy all these things that you are seeing. We are using two generators as I'm speaking to you now. One big one, one smaller one. Money is powering the diesel used for it. People that are watching me from all over the world, we have on cameras bought from China and imported, and we are using data to make you to be able to listen to us and to see us. Money is good. And money is important. However, it is the love of money that is bad. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is the root of evil. Not money itself. But as good as money is, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12, the Bible also says that money is a defense. When you have money, you can rent, you can hire security men, you can put CCTV in your house. You can put barbed wires. Money is a defense. However, as good as money is, and money can purchase many things, not everything in this world can money purchase. There are some vital things that money can buy them. And beloved, by God's privilege today, I'll be showing us a few of them. And then we'll be praying together and we'll be going to the anointing session. And I trust God that the testimony of today will be yours in the name of Jesus. And all the glory will be God's in the name of Jesus. Number one thing that money cannot buy, which you need in your life, is called good health. That my wonderful son was speaking this morning. He said he has not bought even paracetamol or even Flagyl since this. He said he cannot remember the last time he even bought. That's an asset. No sickness at all. No disease at all. I must tell you that God's wish for you is that you should not be sick. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as I so prospered. God's desire is for you to be in good health. But even the rich, millionaires, billionaires, know that one vital thing that you need in life to enjoy your life is health. And when health is lost, almost all the money a person has can be squandered within 1 week. I had a story of a man who was sick, had 4 houses in Lagos. Sold the first one for Nigerian doctors to take care of him. And sold the second one to travel to India. Sold the third one when they wanted to do the second surgery to cure the sickness. And sold the fourth one to balance up the bill abroad. And he died there. So they used the change left to bring back his corpse back. 4 houses, everything because of sickness. And it's also in the Bible, in Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 48, there's a story of a woman there who had the issue of blood for 12 years and doctors could not do anything. She spent everything she had on physicians. Luke 8, 43, all through to 48. Luke chapter 8, verse 43, all through to 40. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, someone say 12 years, was nursing the sickness for 12 years. And within the 12 years, she has spent all her living on physicians. Wonderful people, gifted people, the brain that they are using is given by God. What awesome people. But they had no choice but to be collecting her money because there was nothing they could do. It passed their power. Neither could be healed of any. Now came behind him, that same woman, came and touched the border of his garment. And immediately an issue of blood stench. Go on, beloved. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, many people are here. What are you saying? What do you mean who touched me among the crowd here that are gathered around you? He said, no, people are around me, but not everybody touched me. People are around me, but many of them, their heart is not connected to me. Somebody touched me. Okay, who is the person that touched me? Then the woman came out and said, I'm the one. I just got my healing now. All my money in 12 years is wasted in hospitals. But suddenly, as I came to the feet of Jesus, I regained my health. There will be a repeat of that testimony here today. There will be a repeat of that testimony here today. Mark it, as my God liveth, you will not go back with any trace of sickness again. All the symptoms will disappear. As I'm speaking, somebody is here. You are not really sick, but your body is just hot. Your body is hot. When people shake you, are you pregnant? Why is your body hot like this? Your body is just hot. That symptom is going right now in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 105, verse 37. Psalm 105, verse 37, the Bible says, he brought them forth also with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. When he released the children of Israel, he brought them. It is with silver and gold that you enjoy your life. You don't enjoy your life with sickness. You can't see anybody sick and say, I'm enjoying my life with this sickness. Whenever a person wants to go on a cruise or a person wants to go on vacation, you don't go on vacation to UITH. You say, give me a word in UITH. I've come here for my summer vacation. I know people travel abroad for summer. I know people go to different places in Nigeria and abroad for summer. But you don't go for summer in psychiatric hospital. Somebody is here today. Every traces of sickness in your blood and in your system, they are going out in the name of Jesus. Money can't buy health. It can buy health. And all the people that are sick right now would have been healed. Just sell their property. But there are some sicknesses that are beyond human comprehension. Only God gives health. And today, God will give you health. Amen. God will give you health. Amen. God will give your parents health. Amen. God will give your family members health. Amen. Did I hear you say a loud amen? Amen. Number two thing that money cannot buy is called long life. Long life. Long life. If money can buy long life, you can imagine by now if Abacha will not be alive. You can imagine if MK or Abiola will not be alive by now. If money can actually buy long life, many of the richest men in the world will still be alive now. What was the name of that man that was involved in tabs and all those things? That's Steve Jobs will still be alive. What's the name of that company? Apple. He will just give debt like 1 billion Apple to take Apple and clear away from here, man. Get out of here, man. Give you like 1 million Apple computers, go and sell it and make money. But the thing that comes that is called death doesn't take Apple. It doesn't eat potato. It doesn't eat banana. Only God can stop him. Say, stop here. Stop here. People like us, we have escaped death so many times that we know that if not for God, we won't be alive today. We have escaped death we have cheated death many times. Some of you know some of the stories. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Oh, no. I was telling the pastors during the last pastor's prayer, pastor's vigil, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, that while we were praying there, I said the Holy Spirit just reminded me now that this is exactly 1 year that I was going to Lagos with my personal assistant. He was driving me, and then he just left off on the steering. And I was in a long fast during that period, long fast, not 30 days, 60 days, very long fast. So I just dozed off just like 2 minutes. Just like it's just a few seconds. I just dozed off. I was praying. Then I just paused and I just rested for a few minutes. The next thing I just heard was that he slept off also and was inside a trailer. Just like that. God is the giver of long life. There are many that pass through that they never survive it. Hello. Our God is in Psalms 91 verse 16. Psalm 91 16. The Bible says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. With long life I will satisfy you. With long life I will give you long life. I'm the one that I'm the custodian of long life. And I will give it to you. Abraham died at 175. Genesis 25 verse 7. Genesis 25 verse 7. So you can't be thinking of dying now. Joseph died at 110. You can't be thinking of dying now. All your forefathers died at a very old age. So the issue of death is not your portion. But God is the one that gives this long life. God is the one that bestows this long life. I mean, there are many wonderful doctors, physicians, nurses. I can see them, some of them sitting here today in the congregation. I'm here to see an injection that we say, this is the injection for long life. I don't know if it has it been invented? Anything like that? They say, this injection, if you take it, this singular injection will add 100 years to your years. But for where? It shows you that God is the giver of long life. Nobody can give long life except this God. Nobody can implant long life into your life except this God. I pray for somebody here today, God will give unto you long life in the name of Jesus. Now, Isaiah chapter 38 verse 5. Isaiah chapter 38 verse 5. You know the story very well from verse 1, how Hezekiah was appointed to death. God sent prophet Isaiah to talk to him that you are going to die. And the Bible says he went to God in verse 3 and said, God, remember everything I've done for you. I cannot die now. And in Isaiah 38 verse 5, the Bible says God spoke and said, I am adding 15 more years to your years. Somebody is here, by the time you hit 100, God will add 15 more years to your years. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. He was about to die. He was already sick. The Bible says he was sick unto death. But God spoke. He said, I'm adding years to your years. Somebody is here today. Multiple years in their tens and in their scores upon scores have been added to you and to your husband in Jesus' name. Amen. It is added to you and your husband in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me hear you say a loud amen. Amen. You will not die young. Amen. You will not die young. Amen. How many of you have heard me say many, many times, your obituary will not come out? Amen. Have you heard me say that before? It's one of the major prayers I pray for you, both here and in secret. Your obituary will not come out. Your obituary. And in the name of Jesus, your obituary will not come out. Amen. I say your obituary will not come out. Amen. Your obituary will not come out. Amen. Let me hear you say a loud amen. Amen. The devil is very, very angry that you are living long. But he's going to let him keep being angry, because your life is still going to be very, very, very long in the name of Jesus. Number three. Blessing that money cannot buy is called peace of mind. Peace of mind. This one looks so simple, but when you see people that don't have peace of mind, you understand what I'm saying. In Numbers 25 verse 12, the Bible says, behold, I give unto you the covenant of peace. I give unto you the covenant of peace. In Psalm 119 verse 165, Psalm 119, 165, the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace. God will give you great peace. Amen. Over that your business, you will have peace of mind. Amen. Over that your children, all of them, you have peace of mind. Amen. You see some people, they have maybe two children or three children, and almost all the children, there's no peace concerning them. Scared concerning the first one, scared concerning the second one, scared concerning all of them. That will never be your own testimony. Amen. Your children will give you peace of mind. Amen. I say your children will give you peace of mind. I didn't hear a loud amen from somebody. Peace of mind is so important. And only God can give peace of mind. Now listen, also, it is also allowed for some set of people not to have peace of mind. They are called the wicked, according to Isaiah 48 verse 22. Isaiah 48 22. Bible says, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Any wicked person, there is no peace for them. Also said, almost verbatim in Isaiah 57 verse 21. So God does not respect the wicked. He said, there is no peace, hear the Lord, to the wicked. There is no peace to the wicked. Today, those who have been wicked to you, they will never have peace of mind. Your fear will dominate the heart of your enemies. Your fear will dominate the heart of your enemies. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Say a loud amen.
Amen.
Peace of mind. I want you to see people that you see them. You say, you are looking so restful. The glory of God is upon you. You are looking so peaceful, so restful. Why are these people? They are so restless. They'll be doing as if termite is inside their bum bum. So restless. Always at the edge. Always jerky and always irritated. Because there's no peace of mind. I don't know the work you do for a living. I don't know where you live, the streets you live. Neither do I know what you actually desire at this point in time, this morning. But I know whichever way and whatever it is, peace of mind will be your portion.
Amen.
Peace of mind will be your portion.
Amen.
There will be no more agitations over your matter.
Amen.
You will not be an issue of concern to the family.
Amen.
I'm speaking of blessings that money cannot buy. I'm yet to see any drug that the drug called peace of mind queen. I'm yet to see. Or peace of mind tramadazole. Say, take it. Once you have it, you have peace of mind. No, they never do that one. Number four, blessings that you cannot buy with money, which God must give to you today as you are anointed, is called divine empowerment and power of God. Divine empowerment and power of God. Every Christian needs power. And this power, which we also can call the anointing or the grace of God, cannot be bought with money. I know that you know the story very well, Bible scholars. In Acts chapter 8, verse 17 to 20, where the children of Israel were doing miracles, and a man called Elymas came and wanted to buy the anointing with money. And the Bible says, then laid they their hands on them. They laid hands on people, and the Holy Ghost came upon them. That was the apostles. And when Simon saw that through laying on of hands, the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered the apostles money. Simon. He wanted to bribe them with money to get the power of God. He wanted to buy the power of God. And the Bible says, the apostle said, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with you, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. The gift of God, the anointing, the grace of God cannot be purchased with money. You can't buy the anointing with money. You can't buy into the grace of God with money. What we are doing here by God's grace is not a function. It's not an issue that's a money matter. It's an issue of engracement. It's an issue of endowment. It's an issue of empowerment. It's not about prakrakarity. No. So the gifts of God cannot be bought with money. You can't see somebody singing so well. They are take 100,000. Then let me touch your throat. And then, or let me use my throat to touch your throat. Then I want to be singing like you. It's not like that. You can't buy the grace of God with money. You can't buy the anointing of God with money. It's not money that they used to buy it. Number four. Number what now? Five. Thing that we cannot buy with money, which we also need in our life, is good family. / fruitfulness. Good family / fruitfulness. A good family is a blessing from God. God is the one that can bless a man with a good family. God is the one that can bless a woman with a good family. God is the one that can implant a child into a good family. For example, if you have a good wife, it's not because of your handsomeness or because of money or because of anything. Is a gift from God. According to Proverbs 19 verse 14. Proverbs 19 verse 14. Houses are and riches are inheritance of fathers. But a prudent wife is from where? It's from the Lord. Houses, riches, they are inheritance from a father. But when you have a good wife, it's a gift to God, from God. It's a gift from God. When you have good children, it's a gift from God. Listen to me. Don't ever think that it is your coming together with your husband that brings children, particularly. That's just a medium. Many do that all the time and there's no children. It's a gift. God is the giver. That's why you have to be... Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a story in the book of Genesis chapter 30. I know you know the story very well from verse 1. When when Rachel wanted children and was talking to the husband. Look at it. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, she needed children desperately. And she saw that she was not bearing children. Look at what she said. Rachel envied her sister. The sister was having children from the same father, but she didn't have children yet. Somebody said delay does not mean denial. The sister was pumping babies, Leah, but she didn't have babies yet. Then she went to the husband. Oh yeah, give me children. Oh yeah, give me children, or else I die now. The husband said in verse 2, say, why are you talking like this? Why are you behaving like this? Did I say that is it possible for me to be the one that will give you children? The husband said the husband's anger was kindled against the wife. He was angry. And he said, am I God? Why are you talking like this? Am I God? It is God that gives children. Don't you have sense? Why are you talking like this? Give me children now. Give me children. I'm desperate. God is the giver of children. God is the one that releases children. God is the one that you can't. Some of us will be doing calculations. This person did not keep herself and she had children. This person kept herself and she had children. What kind of thing? You can't question God. He makes everything beautiful in his own time. He's an unimaginable God. You can't phantom him. You can't imagine God. You can't imagine what. You see, I also have noticed a lot of times, great children like Samuel, they don't come pop like that. They are special children. Hello. You know the story of Anna and Samuel? How God did it in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and how she began to sing in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1, and how she began to give glory to God. Before that time, she had been going to Shiloh for a long time, and nothing happened to her. God is the giver of children. You can't buy children with money. You can't buy children with money. If there's any technology that makes children to comfort, it is God that gave the doctors the brain to do that. And many did the same and it failed. Are you getting what I'm saying? I know you are very wise, you understand what I'm saying. So if you do any technology, this one, and then there's this conception. Many do it, they fail. You did it, it works. Not to talk of God just giving it to you like that. That's why you must know that it's a blessing which nobody can buy. Only God gives children. God will give you your own children. I say God will give you your own children. I say God will give you your own children. So a good family, the fruitfulness is from God. That's why we keep seeking his face. We keep seeking his face. Before we got married, my wife and I courted for many years. I don't remember many years, maybe about 5 years or so. And we didn't have any sexual relationship before our marriage. After we did our court wedding, I think about, I can't remember, but remember, 6 months before the main wedding, we still agreed until we come to church and they join us together in church before she will become husband and wife. Yet, when we got married, there was no children. I was wondering, what's going on? What's going on? What's happening? I thought this thing, as in instantly, she would just get pregnant like that. Girl say, you don't know anything. Oh, monkaka. What a privilege today. What a joy today. What am I trying to say? No matter what, you must know that no matter what, the Almighty is the one giving children. If he has given you already, he will preserve them. If he has given you children already, he will preserve them. And if he's working on it already, in the name of Jesus, the process will be very, very fast. In the name of Jesus. Many who are trusting God for pregnancy will get pregnant this month. I say many who are trusting God for pregnancy will get pregnant this month. Amen. Did I hear you say amen? Amen. He told me. Not that maybe I'm just praying for you. He told me. Personally, he told me. And in the name of Jesus, I will see it come to pass in your life. Amen. I will see it come to pass in your life. Amen. So, I'm on number what now? Okay, can we run through very quickly? Number one blessing that God cannot buy is what? That we cannot buy with money is what? Number one blessing that money cannot buy is what? Number two, long life. Number three, peace of mind. Number four, divine empowerment and the power of God. Number five, good family and fruitfulness. So far, we have gone through five. Every of these five shall be divinely given to you this morning. I proceed to number six. Blessing that money can never buy. It's called divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. True wisdom is from God. Real wisdom, the real wisdom is from the Almighty. In James chapter 1 verse 5, James chapter 1 verse 5, Bible says, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask from God, that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not. Is a God that giveth, he giveth wisdom to a person that asks for it. He is the custodian. The wisdom is with him like this. And the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. So when you actually want real wisdom, it's from God. When you want real wisdom, wisdom for marriage is from God. Wisdom for business is from God. Wisdom for excellence in life is from God. Wisdom for good health is from God. Wisdom for church administration is from God. Every wisdom you need that is real wisdom is from God. That's why I call it divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine is not ordinary wisdom. There are other wisdom, like all this cunning wisdom. But there are other wisdoms. I was coming to church early this morning. In front of one of the hotels there, a lady ran out of an hotel there, pursued a guy. Somebody was in the car with about two people were in the car with me, and they also with me, and they're here now. Pursued the car, pursued the guy and held him. I want to believe that the guy bought something but has not paid for the something. So maybe when the lady went to quickly take her bath in the morning, or so, I'm just imagining it. Or maybe she quickly was picking a call also of somebody else to meet for another purchase somewhere else. The guy look left, look right. I wanted to go, not knowing that the girl also is an expert in criminology. So she pursued him with, and because I can't imagine how somebody will wear that kind of thing outside. It's unimaginable. It's unfathomable. So she pursued him out of the hotel and took his shirt and demanded for her resources. I'm talking of this morning. It's not YouTube. This morning, right on this road here. Right on this road here. What am I saying, beloved? The wisdom of God is superior. It is the wisdom of God in you that makes you know how to live your life. That's what makes you to know how to conduct. On Wednesday, you were here when I brutally spoke about one of my daughters that I saw on the Facebook. I wanted to check if this Wednesday service was uploaded on Facebook, and I stumbled on that picture. And as I spoke about it brutally on Wednesday, immediately I got home. I know somebody here has transferred the news to her. But she was a little wise. She said, "Daddy, I watched the service live, and I saw you spoke on one of your daughters who was on Facebook with her back open. And I know I am the one." And she said a lot of things that she's sorry, this and that, plenty, and sent text to many other pastors to come and apologize to me, and I've accepted it. And if she's watching me now, I want to tell her that she's already forgiven and God has blessed her. It is the wisdom of God that makes you know how to dress. When you lack wisdom, what is the purpose of clothes? Clothes is to cover nakedness. That's the purpose of clothes. Once your clothes is not covering your nakedness, you have wisdom deficiency syndrome. Purpose of clothes is to cover your body. That's the purpose of clothes. The purpose of clothes is not just to wear clothes. Your purpose also, if any part of your body, it can be open inside, but not outside. Wisdom. It's just wisdom. And I discovered that you can have MSC and not have wisdom. Because if you have wisdom as a lady and you put your feature on Facebook and your laughs, you show your laughs that your husband said, somebody will have to come to your father's house to bring yam to be able to access that part of your body. You post on Facebook and you open your laugh like this. Then those that watch it, they will now enlarge it. What is this? What is this? What kind of life is this? Wisdom makes a person to know how to conduct himself. You know what to do. You know where to go. You know how to speak. You know how to conduct yourself. You know how to behave because of the wisdom. Today, God will give you that wisdom today. I say today, God will give you that wisdom today. Nobody will see you and say you lack wisdom again. I say nobody will see you and say you lack wisdom again. Nobody will see you and say you lack wisdom again. May you not be a disgrace to your father. both your biological father and your spiritual father. May you not be a disgrace to your father. Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
Let me just take one more, then we'll go to pray, because we have so many prayers today. Number 7, and I will stop there. Blessings and money cannot. Or do I stop at number 6? We just go to prayer. We'll take the 7. We should take the 7. Okay, number 7. Blessing that money cannot buy is sleeping and waking up safely. Sleeping and waking up safely. God is the one that makes a person to sleep and to wake up safely. In Psalms 3 verse 5, the Bible says, I slept and I woke up, for God sustained me. Now listen to this. In the place of sleeping, many things happen. When you sleep, that's why if you are holding something, when you are sleeping, immediately you sleep, what happens? Slips up. That will tell you that you are no more in control when you are sleeping. If you are holding key, it will, when one is sleeping, it will drop. If you are holding money, when you sleep, it will drop. Anything you are holding so tight, when you sleep, it don't go. It don't default. Dey be that. It looks like I'm remembering worry this morning, self. So when you sleep, what am I trying to say this morning, beloved? The grace of sleeping and waking up. You woke up, either you woke up yourself or your husband woke you up. Honey, time has gone. Let's wake up for our morning devotion. Honey, my dear, wake up. And you woke up. Or alarm woke you up. Or baby woke you up. Or babies woke you up. Whichever one. It is the grace of God that makes you to sleep and to wake up safely. And what a privilege that God has been waking us up since this year started. If you have been waking up since this year started, shout hallelujah. If you are still going to continue to wake up more and more till this year ends and beyond, shout a louder hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. We can't count how many people this year, this day, who have slept and never woke up. You can't count. Though some you know, some you don't know, that just slept. And from sleeping, they slept to eternity. They slept. And they slipped into eternity. You know, many things we just take it for granted. Just wake up in the morning. Straight, you go to Instagram to check something without even thanking God. Or straight, you go straight to pick the call and speak to your guy. Hello, how are you now? How was your night? My own was good. God say, is it this guy that woke you up now? Have you forgotten I'm a jealous God? No. Many years before this ministry started, I was pastoring in a particular ministry, and God spoke to me one day while I was praying. I was preparing for Sunday service, and God spoke to me. When I'm praying, sometimes I will take this cutting board and be doing my hair, like my hair, just to clean it. God, one day I was praying in the morning. This was maybe about 10 years ago or more. God, in the morning, early morning, very early, God said, what's wrong with you? If you go to see the governor or any governor, can you be doing like this? You just say, why? Immediately, I heard God like a guy hears his like a man hears his son speaking. I heard God verbatim like a son hears the father as he's speaking to him. I said, daddy, I'm sorry. I didn't even know that you don't comport yourself. You can't just comport yourself anyhow before me. You're talking to me, you're picking calls, you're talking to me, you are doing your hair like this, you're talking to me, you are watching TV small, you are talking to me, you are quickly. I went on my knees. I said, Father, I'm sorry. I did not even know. I'm very, very sorry, sir. Please. Till date, you can never see me praying and then I'll now pick something, be doing my hair like this, or be praying, and then I'm not. For what reason? Your reference for God, for him that is making you to sleep and wake up, make him to persist. And waking you up every day. Okay, you sleep, you wake up. You sleep, you wake up. All the days of this year and beyond, your obituary will not come out.
Amen.
As you are sleeping, you'll be waking up safely. As your husband, your wife is sleeping, they'll be waking up safely.
Amen.
Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen?
As they are sleeping, they will be waking up safely. As you are sleeping, you'll be waking up safely. It will never happen in your family that somebody slept and slipped into eternity in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, long life shall be your portion. I say long life shall be your portion. As I round up this morning, a major factor that brings about the blessings that money cannot buy is the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The Bible says, speaking to us about the power of the anointing. And it shall come to pass in that day. And this is that day. Somebody say amen. Amen. I say this is that day. Somebody say amen. Amen. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the yoke of untimely death shall be destroyed today. Amen. The yoke of fruitless labor shall be destroyed today. Amen. The yoke of sickness and disease shall be destroyed today. Amen. The yoke that wants to terminate your long life shall be destroyed today. Amen. Every yoke tormenting you and your family shall be terminated today. Amen. Everything that has continued to trouble you, trouble your system, trouble your family shall be terminated today. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen? Everything that God did not plant in your system, as the anointing touches you today, I pray that that problem shall be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Amen. It will be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. It is done. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy to be praised. Take your seat 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. We must not close this service this morning and we go into the anointing oil without, in the anointing time, without calling on great men and women here today. You are here today and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want these blessings that money cannot buy very desperately. 7 of them. But I want to first make my ways right with God. I know that if they anoint me and I don't first ask God for mercy, it can't work. This morning, you are here or you are watching us on the internet, anywhere in the world, and you are saying to me, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want a new life. I want a new destiny. I want all these blessings and more. I'm a very desperate man. I want it so desperately. I want to pray with you this morning. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to ask God for mercy. You want to ask God for forgiveness of sins. You want God to have mercy on you so that you can partake in the blessings of today. I want to pray with you. All heads bowed. I'm going to be counting from 1 to 5. All you need to do is to be on your feet and I will pray with you anywhere you are. And then your life will never be the same again. 1. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you already. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you. All of you, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. 2. You are still here seated. You want to join these great men, great women all over the place. You want to join them this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you. Those also watching us on the internet, you want your life changed. You want a new life. You want God to bless you. You don't want to be the same again. Join these people also. You can stand wherever you are. And God will bless you in Jesus' name. 2. The more I want to know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, also, you are seated. But you want to rededicate, not that you have not given your life to Christ before. You want to rededicate your life to God. Please be on your feet also. You want to be rededicate your life to God. God bless you. Join these people. They are already standing, men and women all over the place. You want to rededicate. That is, you have given your life before, but some little things went wrong. You want to rededicate. God bless you. I can see more people. God bless you. 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 God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God, we honor you. You have honored God. Standing up is a sign of honor. When you want to greet somebody, you stand up, you honor the person. When you stand up, you are honoring God. 3. 4. 1 more count and I will pray. I want more of you. I want more of you. Thank you, Lord. Just before I count five, you are still seated, but you don't want to miss these blessings this morning. I want to pray with you. Please join these people already standing. God bless you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Send us an email and a WhatsApp to the number stated, and your life will never ever be the same again. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just giving you 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds, and then we will pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In 5, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, wherever you are standing, I want you to please place your right hand on your chest. Wonderful people, God will honor you. You see, your standing up has honored God. You have honored God, and I know God must honor you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say amen. Now say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from my past. As your son, as your daughter, I have come to you this morning. Have mercy on me. This morning, Lord, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Save me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to do your will. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Give me the grace to do your will always. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Jesus, keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful men and women. Thank you so much for this great harvest this morning. Father, bless them. Let it be well with them. Let your grace rest upon them. Do not allow their life to be the same again. Let your grace rest on them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please don't sit down. Follow the counselors. Pick your phones, your Bibles. Pick your phones, your bags. Don't leave your bags behind. And please follow the counselors. Thank you, Lord. Can we all be on our feet? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, worship His holy name.
Worship His holy name.
Out your own anointing oil. Immediately we finish this anointing, you bring out your own anointing oil. My own is already here, and we are going to be praying on it. But right now, we'll be passing the anointing, and we have prayed extensively into this anointing oil, and I know that this will bring about blessings that money cannot buy for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this oil that your servants are holding. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon this oil. We ask for God that your blessings enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Let this oil bring about blessings which they cannot use money to buy. Let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. I say, let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. I say, let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. I say, let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Every single blessing that you desire, receive that blessing this morning in the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded again. I say you will not be stranded again. I say you will never be stranded again. In the name of Jesus. Via this oil, you are released into a higher level of open doors in the name of Jesus. And every door that has hitherto been shut against you shall be opened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, just one touch. You just have one touch. Just one touch. And then you anoint yourself. And then you are praying for the blessings that money cannot buy. You are praying. I receive the blessings. I receive the blessings. Can we have all the blessings listed on the screen? The seven that were listed. Good health, long life, peace of mind, divine empowerment and power of God, good family, wisdom, sleeping and waking up. List them on the screen quickly. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We will take these blessings that money cannot buy two because of time. The first two is good health and long life. You will say, Father, Father, let your voice be loud and say, Father, release unto me the blessings of good health and long life. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Good health. Are you praying? Good health and long life. The blessings of good health and long life. I cannot die now. My obituary cannot come out now. I cannot be sick. I cannot spend my money on doctors and nurses and all that. Father, good health is my portion, Jesus. Good health. No more sickness. No more disease. No more sickness. No more disease. Are you praying? No more sickness. Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are praying quite well, but I wanted to increase the tempo by about 50 to 60% to a higher tempo. You will say, Father, release unto me peace of mind and divine empowerment. Father, give me peace of mind. Give me divine empowerment. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody, everybody, pray, pray, pray. Peace of mind. Ifokombale, peace of mind. Peace of mind. Father, I need peace of mind. I need peace of mind over my business, peace of mind over my children, peace of mind. Give me peace of mind, oh God. Peace of mind, peace of mind, peace of mind, peace of mind. Mention areas that you need that peace of mind. Mention those areas, oh God. I need peace of mind over my studies, over my results, over my conception. I need peace of mind. Over my family, I need peace of mind. peace of mind over my marriage. Peace of mind over my job. I want peace of mind. Money cannot buy it. Money cannot buy peace of mind. I need it. Money cannot buy peace of mind. I need it. Give me peace of mind. Father, empower me. Give me empowerment. Power. Power, 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 power. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say, Father, Father, give me good family and make me fruitful. Father, give me a good family. Give me a good family and make me fruitful in every area. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Peace of mind. Over my family. Give me a good family. I will not lack good children. I will not lack good grandchildren. Grandmothers, pray, pray, pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your husband. Lekotana na no kodomana mani alani anonasa. Erepekeda agogo agagele gradia. Ezuzuza, ezuzuza, gegarado, brakatash. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. At this point, you need to open your oil and you are going to pray and say, Father, release unto me and release into this oil divine wisdom, divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lakakakakarabagadash, lakwa kakra teka tokodasi, inderiga agagara rekekekekete, ilatozekete gradadadadas. I need wisdom. I don't want to act foolishly. I don't want to behave foolishly. I must not act stupidly. Father, I need wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Release your wisdom into this oil. Wisdom for invention. Wisdom for invention. Wisdom to live right. Wisdom to do well. Wisdom to excel. Wisdom. 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 Pray to that oil. Pray. I need your wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You say, Father, Father, I decree the grace for sleeping well and waking up well. For sleeping well and waking up well. I will not pass from my sleep into eternity. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I cannot go from sleep to eternity. Father, my destiny will not slip out of my hands. Jaya gragaga garaba gadash, leketa gaga garada gadash, rakaka gaga gadaba radash agarash, lekete gede. I receive grace for sleeping well and waking up well. Lakwada kaga garado kotogre de gedesh. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I believe if you have your oil here, can I see your hand? All right. Now, those that don't have their oil, I don't know why you didn't do that, because I said it on Sunday and I said it on Wednesday. But we'll just have a little bit of mercy on you. Those around you, just take, give them little oil in their palm. Don't use it to touch your head yet. Just little. Just little. Everybody should have one in this hands. But little. Don't give them much. It's an asset. Now, close that bottles. Don't use it to touch your head yet. You can drop the bottles. Close the bottles and drop those bottles. Those bottles are already filled with the power of God, the wisdom of God. Now, we are about to break open doors that have been shut against you via the anointing. The Bible says, by the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Now listen, the yoke of marital delays shall be broken through this anointing today. Yeah. The yoke of lack of fruitfulness shall be broken through this anointing today. The yoke of bad dreams shall be destroyed through this anointing today. The yoke of stagnation shall be destroyed via this anointing today. At the count of three, you are going to break that door and break that door open. Now listen, in the night, I saw like a revelation. And I saw like myself and something like we used the right leg like this. And we did like this. Break. So we are going to use this to touch our head. And you are going to shout break. That is the door that has been shut against you must break. And you have in mind what you want. Maybe money. You have been struggling with money. Maybe you have been struggling. The door of admission. Maybe the door of promotion. It must break now. At the count of three, you shout break. And then you receive that anointing in faith. Inte lakoto bagadia kakada barabakato godobadash. Likwa de gaga redeke to bagadayash. One. Legos obrado shekeke sobrake zake tagade gadaya. Two. At the count of three, you put it on your head and you shout break. And then you pray the Holy Ghost with fire. One and two and three. Neke ke 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 te bakata barabakata bayabara. La ke 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 gogoto bagare de kete barede kete gadaya. Let the door of limitation break. Let the door of stagnation break. Let the door of sickness break. Let the door of weakness break. Be scattered. Every door limiting your progress. Break that door. The door holding your money. Let that door be broken to pieces. Open door, open door, open door, open door, open door. Let the door open. Let the door open. Door of promotion. Door of NYSC. Door of money. Door of fruitfulness. Door of progress. Open. Open, 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 open. Door of international travels. Open to me today. Let that door open to me. Open to me. Open to me. Door of contracts. Door of good health. Door of blessing. Open, 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 open. Marital breakthrough. Marital blessing. Marital favor. Open to me today. Let the door be open. 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 Pray for that door to open. Open to me the door of success. Open to me the door of good health. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I decree this morning that the door you have been waiting for, that door be open right now in the name of Jesus. Door of progress, door of blessing be open unto you in the name of Jesus. Door of success be open unto you in the name of Jesus. This week that we are entering now, this same week, the door that has been shut for 5 years, 3 years, 7 years, and many years, such doors and many doors shall be opened for you and your family in the name of Jesus. This morning, I decree the blessing money cannot buy, good health on you in the name of Jesus, long life on you in the name of Jesus, peace of mind on you in the name of Jesus. Divine empowerment on you in the name of Jesus. Good family and fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. And more grace to sleep safely and to wake up without stress in the name of Jesus. It is done. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus. Let's give God a big clap. It's worthy.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.